Thank you.
Oh, I knew it. There's no extra foam in my latte.
You ask for extra foam, you might as well be asking for a piggyback ride. You know what I mean? Charlie? Charlie? Oh, of course. Man's got a heat-seeking missile in his pants. Is it too much to ask that when we go out for a cup of coffee, you at least stay within earshot so I'm not talking to myself like a crazy person? And again, I'm talking to myself like a crazy person.
Yes, I see.
Girl pretty, Charlie like.
No, girl magnificent. Charlie buy her Lexus.
Okay, I thought we were going to be hanging out together, but obviously your neurotic need for meaningless sex is more important than spending time with your only brother, who, despite everything, continues to love you and is, by the way, your best hope for a viable kidney transplant.
You can get yourself home, right?
What makes you think that she's even available? Maybe she's married. Maybe she's gay. Maybe she's a guy.
Yeah, I don't see a ring, a girlfriend, or a bulge. Hell, if you'll excuse me, it's time to do that voodoo that I do so well. Hi. I'm Charlie.
Don't care.
And you are?
Not interested.
How do you know?
I know.
Okay, then. What, you think it's over? Because it's not over.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I was misled by her complete and utter indifference to you.
Yeah, well, watch and learn. So.
Go away.
How about now? Is it over now?
It's not an exact science, Alan. Look, if you knew me at all and shut me down, well, that would be one thing. But to be dismissed on a simple hello, well, that's a tough pill to swallow.
Would you rather I give it to you in a suppository?
Well, to be perfectly honest.
Goodbye.
Hey, did you hear that?
What?
It's a fat lady, and she's singing.
You'd give up right now, wouldn't you?
Charlie, Elvis has left the building. I think giving up is a little moot at this point.
Yeah, well, that attitude is why you sleep alone with a copy of Monster Boobs magazine under your pillow.
Stay out of my room.
Waverly Dance Studio, 3737 Waverly Street.
Got it.
Westwood Academy of Dance, 14001 Pico Boulevard.
What's going on?
I'm mapping out all the dance studios within a 5-mile radius of the coffee shop.
Why?
I can't stop thinking about that girl I met. I have to find her.
It's a shame you can't let your penis sniff a piece of her clothing.
Look, I know her name, Mia. It was written on her coffee cup. I know she's a dancer. She was wearing those leg warmer thingies and reading the dance magazine.
Just because you're reading a dance magazine doesn't make you a dancer.
Why not? You're a monster boob.
Will you both stay out of my room? Tell me something. Why do you want to go to all this trouble to track down a girl who showed less than no interest in you? A girl who seemed actually repulsed by your very being. A girl whose skin visibly crawled at your mere proximity.
Yeah, but did you see her butt? It was like a ripe little peach.
That's your answer? Her ass reminded you of fruit?
Hard to explain it to him.
Well, a lot of the times, a peach will have a subtle cleft in it that is visually reminiscent of a woman.
No, thanks. I got the picture.
Alan, do you know why Sir Edmund Hillary wanted to scale Mount Everest?
Because it reminded him of a big pointy melon?
That's part of the reason. But the main reason was he wanted to do it because everyone thought it was impossible.
I'm missing the connection here.
If a girl like Mia were easy to climb, her head would be covered with flags.
So you're looking for a challenge.
Exactly. No one takes a picture of the fish that jumps on your boat.
I'm confused. Is she a mountain or a fish?
Doesn't matter. Either way, I'm gonna scale her.
And you, why do you enable this behavior?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because your brother is the embodiment of the can-do, roll-up-your-sleeves spirit that made this country great. He never gets discouraged, he goes after what he wants, and he doesn't know the meaning of the word quit. And if the day should come when any man, no matter how humble, can't go out there and soil the loins of some hot little dancer, well, I don't want to live in that America. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain.
Demi-plie, grand-plie. Okay, very good. Now reverse. Demi-plie, demi-plie. Grand-plie. Oh, leave me alone. Keep going.
Hey, you're a teacher.
Hey, you're a stalker.
No. I was just passing by and happened to look in the window.
What's the map for?
Oh, this? Well, I had to go to 8 other dance studios before I found the right window. Okay, I suppose that could be interpreted as stalking, but it could just as easily be seen as sincerity, persistence, enthusiasm.
Mental illness?
Oh, come on. Clearly smitten. Throw me a bone.
Charlie.
You remembered my name. That's gotta mean something.
Yeah, I wrote it down in case I needed to call the cops. Charlie, I don't have time for dating right now. I'm completely focused on my work.
Okay, well, let's talk about work. I've always wanted to learn to dance. Can you teach me?
I only teach children.
You don't have a class full of large, slow kids I could be part of? All right, how about this? My nephew loves to dance. A gifted little boy, moves like a gazelle.
How old is he?
I don't know, 11, 12. It's hard to say. He's got a big head.
Frankly, I'd love to have a boy in the class. It's hard to get males that age excited about ballet.
Really? Because Jake is just ballet this and ballet that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Tell you what, why don't you bring him by tomorrow?
Well, great. Maybe afterward, you and I?
Charlie, listen carefully. You and I? Never gonna happen.
Understood. See you tomorrow. Charlie to base camp. I'm beginning my ascent. Lynn. How you liking the pizza your old Uncle Charlie bought, especially for his little buddy?
It's good.
Well, save room. I got a half gallon of that double fudge brownie ice cream you like.
Oh, no. I'm pretty stuffed.
You sure?
Maybe after I poop.
What are you doing? We're eating dinner.
He had dinner an hour ago.
Well, then he won't need breakfast.
And I will.
Well, you've had enough to eat.
Hey, Jake, you know what I like to do after a nice big meal?
What?
Learn to dance.
Charlie?
Yeah?
Private word.
Sure. What's up?
Shame on you.
Is that it?
I found that girl, and now you have some kind of depraved plan to use my son as bait.
Yeah, so? It's not like he pays rent. Why shouldn't he pitch in a little?
I will not allow it.
Oh, come on. It's just a couple of ballet lessons.
Ballet? Him?
I think he has a quiet grace about him. He doesn't have to be good at it. He just has to show up. One lesson, I'm begging you.
You know what? It really doesn't matter what I say. You will never convince him to take ballet.
But if I can, will you stay out of it?
I guess.
Great. Hey, Jake.
Okay, that might have been bad parenting on my part.
I've got a surprise for you.
Not my food, is it? Because I'm starting to feel a little dizzy.
No, you're going to get to do something that I'll bet no other boy in your class has ever done.
If it's sex, Mitchell Feynman already saw his cousin naked.
No, this is better than sex.
What?
How would he know? You're gonna learn to dance ballet.
Want a bet?
Okay, let me put it this way. How much money would I have to give you to take ballet lessons?
I want $10.
Wait, hold on.
I want $1,000.
That's really unethical.
Oh, yeah, I'm the one on shaky moral ground.
Okay, I'll give you $500.
Split the difference.
$250.
Done. Come on, let's go.
I changed my mind.
You took my money.
I'll give it back.
Jake, we're here. You may as well give it a try.
Yeah, give it a try. Who knows? You might like it.
I will never forgive you for this. You didn't tell me I'd be the only boy here.
So? The odds are on your side.
The odds for what? I'm 11! I want to go home.
I thought we had a deal.
Charlie, you can't make him stay if he doesn't want to.
I love you, Dad.
All right, let's get started.
Whoa, who's that?
Your teacher.
Come on, let's go.
Hang on, Dad. Maybe we should give this a chance. Hi, I'm Jake.
Hi, Jake. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Your uncle tells me you like ballet.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you line up with the girls and we'll get started?
Yeah.
How about that? He's got a crush.
It's like watching a dog chase a car. He'll never catch it, and even if he did, he couldn't drive it.
He's still doing better than you.
Everyone, I'd like you to meet our new student, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hi.
Okay, let's start in first position. Jake, do you know first position?
Is that like missionary position?
And one, and two, and three, and four.
I will never forgive you for this.
Oh, he's having a great time. That clueless knucklehead.
Okay, very nice, class.
Yeah, good hustle, everybody.
Much better, Jake.
That's because I have a good teacher.
Thank you. All right, that's it for this week. And remember, life is a dance, live it gracefully.
That's my motto. Well, that settles it. I want to be a ballet dancer when I grow up.
Really? There's a load off my mind.
It's not as easy as it looks, you know. It's pretty hard.
It's pretty hard to watch.
Thanks. Did you see how far Mia can put her leg over her head?
I did notice that, yes.
So what do you think? Fred Astaire or Fred Flintstone?
He's got a lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, he gets that from me.
I thought you were his uncle.
Well, that's the whole nature and nurture debate, isn't it? So, listen, Mia.
I'm not going out with you, Charlie.
I know that. You made it very clear. My question was, is there anything more we can do to help Jake? Extra classes? Private tutoring? The three of us in Cabo for a long weekend?
If he comes to class regularly, I think you'll be amazed at his progress.
Well, good. I'd hate to think he's peaked.
In fact, we're having a recital next month, and with a lot of work and a little luck, we can include him.
Charlie to base camp. Pretty cold up here. Visibility zero.
Ha ha ha!
I hope you like this. It's an impertinent little cabernet with oaky overtones and just a hint of a floral finish.
Wow, you really know your wines.
Nah, I just read it off the box.
So what's the plan? Get me drunk and take advantage of me?
Oh, good. You've done this before. I had a very nice time tonight.
Was it worth all the trouble I put you through?
You tell me.
Ask me again in the morning.
Charlie, to base camp. I can see the summit.
Hey.
Jake.
What are you doing up?
Why shouldn't I be up?
Well, isn't it a little past your bedtime?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have a bedtime.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Not too much.
Where's your dad, Jake?
I don't know. Why don't you go look for him?
Look, Jake, Mia and I are kind of busy right now.
Busy doing what?
Talking.
Okay. What are we talking about?
We are not talking about anything. You're going to bed.
Why don't we let Mia decide?
Jake, sweetheart, I think you should go to bed.
Are you sure? You don't have to decide right now.
Your uncle and I would like to spend some alone time together.
Oh. All right.
You want me to tuck you in?
Too old to get tucked in, you ass face.
Okay, then. Sleep tight, little camper. Kids, huh?
Yeah, kids.
You never called me an ass face before.
I think he's a little jealous.
Yeah. I remember feeling like that when I was his age.
Really?
Cafeteria lady. Looked like Valerie Bertinelli, but, you know, with a hairnet and just the cutest whisper of a mustache. She didn't know I was alive.
Poor thing.
I'm sorry, Mia. I can't do this to him.
Do what to him?
One afternoon, I saw the cafeteria lady holding hands with the shop teacher in the parking lot, and it just killed me. Mr. DiNapoli. I'll never forget it. She was holding the hand with the missing thumb. You know what? I've got to take you home.
I understand.
You do?
You love Jake. You'd rather give up spending the night with me than risk hurting his feelings.
Right. Although when you spell it out like that, it sounds incredibly stupid.
You're a very sweet man.
Thank you. I was kidding. Let's go upstairs.
Charlie, take me home.
Yo, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's talk about this. He's 11. He'll get over it. I got over one thumb DiNapoli.
Lynn.
You asleep? You can quit faking. I took her home.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
It's part of the guy code. When two friends like the same girl, one of them has to step aside. Unless she's a good sport, in which case it's like Saturday morning at the bakery.
It's a complicated code.
Don't worry about it. Bottom line is, I'm out of the Mia business.
Cool.
Now go to sleep.
Uncle Charlie?
Yeah?
I'm sorry I called you an ass face.
Well, yeah. I forgot about that.
I am so proud. Our little boy is growing up.